Please, would you like to take your seats? Now today, as we've already mentioned, is Advent Sunday. So we have 28 days of preparation before the celebrations of Christmas Day itself. And Advent is about preparation. Preparation, remembrance, and expectation. That expectation of new life, of Christ's birth, but also of his return. So we have the big themes of preparation for life, but also the theme that isn't often spoken about, a theme that modern society seems to be reluctant to consider and to talk about, and that's preparation for death. And so we have these in these themes of Advent. And our readings this morning are all looking to the future of better things, of better times to come. Isaiah talks of a time when people are desiring to know God for themselves as a reality deep in their hearts. And as a result of doing it, their lives are transformed and the world is transformed. Psalm 122, King David, rejoicing in the excitement and the anticipation of worship. Those lovely verses of, I was glad when they said to me, let's go to the house of God. That expectation, anticipation of what God's going to do amongst them in worship. And those of us who've ever been to some large Christian events, festivals, or teaching worship events, know, don't we, of that excitement there is when you become part of thousands and thousands of others, all moving towards the same point, to the meeting hall or to the big top. And I've always remembered those words when I've been caught up in that. I'm glad, let us go to the house of God today. Wonder what's going to happen in that time of worship, because that physical spectacle and influence of so many people being drawn together for worship is enormous. Never underestimate, you've heard me say this so many times, never underestimate the power of your presence on others in worship. But also, that picture it gives to community. Where are these folks going? Why are they going there? I long for that again in this Upper Dale, don't you? Of great numbers flocking to worship like in the past they have done. And I really believe it will happen again. Out of this Dale, across the centuries, enormous moves of the Holy Spirit have taken place that have drawn people back to that knowledge and love of God and have excited it and drawn people into it for the very first time. Look on your history books. Look on the website, actually, because Mike's put some good stuff on there about it. I believe that will be again. And we all have a part to play in that as well. In the letter to the church in Rome from Paul, he reminds us that the day of the Lord is very near. So get ready. I remember as a student seeing these t-shirts that were popular at the time. Jesus is coming. Quick, look busy. But the Lord is coming again. We don't know when, but we know he will be. He will return. So Paul says, get ready. Clothe yourself in Christ. That image of us being so prepared in everything that Christ has for us, that our influence in the community is all that it should be. That our love for those around us is everything it ought to be. because we are clothed with Christ. Have you ever felt times in the past where you thought that the church was sleepy, passive, dormant? And I'm not talking about the style of worship. I'm talking about the hunger of the people who gather for worship. And I know I've had to ask the Lord for forgiveness on many occasions when my heart hasn't been as it ought to be before him. When I've not been as expectant as I should in his presence. You know, that hunger for him. Wake up, Paul says. Wake up. And then the words of Christ himself in the Gospel of Matthew. Powerful words, again reminding us we do not know when we will be before the Lord. Those words of one being left and some being taken have a powerful part in my story of coming to faith. Some of you know, as I've shared recently, that on the 5th of November, I had a particular anniversary. What a great night, the 5th of November, but especially so in 1982, because I found Christ. What a great day the Lord had prepared for me for that. The 5th of November, never going to forget it, are you? 40 years ago this year, I celebrated that. But these words were instrumental in turning my heart. Because I did not want to be left behind. And at that time, in the early 1980s, there was this huge movement of the Holy Spirit across university campuses, turning young men and women to Christ. And many of those folks who were transformed at that time are now in positions of influence and leadership, ministry in the church, both nationally and internationally. Maybe one day a book will be written about it. Maybe I'm supposed to write it. I don't know. But I remember at that time, because it was a real struggle for me coming to faith, because I kicked and I rebelled, because I wanted God to be the God I wanted him to be. You know, we do that and we try and shape God instead of the Lord and the God who he is. But I remember having these verses read to me at some point and me reading them and knowing deep in my heart, Lord, I do not want to be the one left behind. Help me. It was my own stubborn will that kept me away from him for so long. And I could see the transformation in my friends' lives. And I knew I wanted it. It just took me a time on a journey. But thank God for those folks who never gave up on me. Thank God for the folks who's never given up on you. And kept praying for me. And offering me invitation to be in situations where I could continue to hear God's word. And to receive from him. Because on that night when I came to faith, they had given me the greatest gift that I could ever receive from any other human being. And that was their invitation to hear the word of God. It's the greatest thing we can do for anybody. I was glad, says David, when they said unto me, let's go to the house of the Lord. Keep invitation going. It works. I'm proof of it, and so are you. Advent keeps us focused on the reality that the Lord will one day return. And so we have to be ready for it. There's that sense of being ready for him coming back again in glory. And at some point in the future, folks will see that because they'll still be here alive. But for many, many people will meet the Lord in death before he returns in glory. And many people are not ready for that. And here's an Advent message. of the need to be prepared. Many people are not ready to meet the Lord at death. And St. Paul in Romans 10, the verse we looked at the other week, says, how will they hear? How will they know unless they're told? And who's going to tell them unless it's you and me? Part of that invitation. Advent prepares us, yes, for the joy of Christmas, because it reminds us why Jesus was born. That the world, that you and I needed a saviour. And so Jesus came to be that saviour for all those who would respond to his invitation. And that word, invitation, has been with us for many months now, hasn't it? I feel like for us as church here, it was a word from heaven for us, because it's kept coming back and coming back. You know, we've been considering invitation from the point of view of how we might invite people to all the new opportunities we have for folks to encounter God and to hear that message of hope and light and love. But the Church of England nationally has released its Christmas and Advent messaging, and it's called the Great Invitation. That opportunity to receive, to discover. An invitation works in two ways for us. First of all, that we who are already disciples of Jesus Christ might respond to his invitation to know him more and to know him afresh, with new power, new vigour, new hunger, new hope. I think back to the gathering service this month, where that opportunity was given to us assembled here to receive from God directly, and many did in a very new and powerful way. But then there is also the invitation that we give out of what we have received, that we want to draw others into knowing about that life and love and hope and power and forgiveness and grace and transformation that is in knowing Jesus Christ for ourselves. Lots of opportunities to do that in the coming weeks. Postcards are coming through your letterbox. And they'll also be coming through the letterboxes of those who live at the left and the right of you as well. Let's not keep what's going on within the church over the next 4 or 5 weeks in particular. Let's not keep it a secret. Because you've got a talking point. You know that postcard that came through your door? I've got one as well. Why don't you come with me to this? Maybe you'd like to come to so-and-so. Why don't we go together? Use it as invitation. I was glad when I heard them say, let us go to God's house today. And then as we move into the new year, that preparation and expectation that is with the course that we will start there, Christianity Explored. The dates are in the newsletter coming out this week. That opportunity to invite somebody to come and hear what it's all about. That opportunity to give the greatest gift to somebody of hearing that. So I wonder who God is speaking to you about inviting. Because he is speaking to you. I know one person within the church family already who's been wonderfully outdone by the Lord on this one, because she thought of one person, and I said, oh, they've already been invited. And then she said, oh, well, I'm going to invite so-and-so. And then, well, found out a couple of days later they'd volunteered themselves already to be on the course. So now she's trying to think of a third person. But isn't that great? I can tell you already, two people have already responded to want to be on that course. And that has not come through direct personal invitation. That's come through the publicity that's already out there. So God's busy. Ride the wave in. Who's he speaking to you about? A season then of preparation, of expectation of God moving. And the history of revival and renewal always comes back to a church that is hungry for the Lord. A church that is hungry for the Lord and seeking after him and longing and praying is part of renewal and revival. But we need to listen. And so here's some action then for Advent that I encourage all of us. And I'm opening my ears to hear my voice afresh on this. That we use Advent as a time of listening and preparation. Because so often, even in our prayer times, so often we can be so busy beseeching the Lord, giving him our lists, praying and bringing before him the needs of the world, good. But we need time to hear and to listen. And so my encouragement, my invitation to you and to me is that this Advent we might deliberately do that. Have a coffee with the Lord. We do it with so many other people, don't we? Light a candle. Find a quiet space. Get comfortable. Put on some music if it helps. Open the scriptures. Sit. Listen. Be still. And receive from him. For there's nothing wrong with God's transmitter. It's always our receiving equipment. Let's give him time. Invite the Holy Spirit in to gather around you, to speak to you. Put on Christ. And let's be ready.